In summary, I trust you have found both this recording interesting and inspiring. In addition to what Don and Anna contributing to the morning session of the seminar, in the afternoon I'd invited two colleagues to present their work. Jill Edwards was an author and psychologist who went on to write books and create workshops from her perspective and training in metaphysics and shamanism. Secondly, Rita Sewell Flint, who besides being a nurse teacher for a cancer charity here in the United Kingdom, the Marie Curie Foundation, also worked in energy medicine. Scientific research was presented to support the observations and experience of both Don and Anna. It is clear that an adequate caring philosophy has to be based on re-empowering people when illness has created both physical and emotional imbalance. To almost rehabilitate, to help people maximize their potential, even in the face of the results of the illness and the adjustment to a change of identity and status. For we have to recognize that people have many abilities and many, many achievements. Rita took the word care, and each letter attached an important and powerful message. Using the word care, C is communication, A, an alliance between the patient and those around them. R is really releasing that person's resources, some of which they never realised that they had. And finally, E, well, empowerment. There is almost a need to make a therapeutic alliance with those involved in a patient's immediate as well as ongoing care. The main factors required by someone who is ill is firstly, their power of choice is recognised, for this fulfils emotional needs and involves the power to make decisions, express who they are as an individual, and make choices over their life during this time to demonstrate their abilities. Secondly, love. For the person with an illness to still be able to freely give and receive love, as well as warmth and affection, along with appreciation and support. And finally, control. To be able to exercise control in their lives at all levels, which means feeling able to express what they do and don't want, and to see that people respect their wishes by seeing such wishes being fulfilled. In conclusion, if these factors are not fulfilled in caring, then fear and stress result, which has been shown now by considerable research to compromise our natural healing and ultimately influence both the treatment given in terms of its success and eventual outcome. Further copies of this CD, along with a list of audio CDs, workbooks and other resources, can be obtained by visiting my website, www.stephenwarren.info. Stephen Warren spelt StevenWarren, or emailing office@stephenwarren.info, or by post by writing to P.O. Box 303, Torquay, that's TORQUAY, TQ1, 4WB, here in the United Kingdom.